Welcome back to Casa Earth, everyone.
Hey, how's it going? We're very excited to have you back for the second episode of season two.
Today's topic is very interesting because we've received tons of questions regarding the meaning of slow living.
Yeah, I think it was a few weeks ago that we were in New York City, which is probably the opposite of slow living. That's a good way to start. And we were at my brother's wedding. One of his friends approached us and said, hey, I've been reading so much about your life and what you're doing and slow living, this and that, but what exactly is that?
The reality is that it cannot be defined in one word because it's a mindset, a lifestyle, and a way of recognizing ourselves as a part of an ecosystem that goes at a rhythm that is opposite of what modern culture and industrialized societies make us think.
It's been almost a year since we left Miami and moved to our small town in Mexico because we really wanted to take it down a notch, to be surrounded by nature and to learn from other ways of living.
Yeah, just in these past months, we've been able to contemplate the local community a lot and learn so much from them. And something that is very inspiring and interesting at the same time is how different their pace is to the one that we were used to. Here in our town, everything goes very slowly. From the appointments, whenever we ask someone to come either to work with us or visit us, they show up at a time that flows with their schedule. And that's something that taught us a lot of patience. But also how they prioritize their gatherings, whether it's their family gatherings or religious celebrations or indigenous ceremonies, they are all about prioritizing the community over a fast agenda.
I love whenever they come knocking on our door, telling us about some local celebration, inviting us to share a meal or a drink of pulque. That's a traditional beverage that is much loved here in our town. And the point here being is that the community is very tight-knit. Everyone is welcome. And everyone revolves around values where well-being serves as the guiding principle. In today's episode, we'll share some of the lessons that we've put into practice over these past few months, and we'll both share our points of view so that you can compare experiences and have two different perspectives on everything that we've been learning for these past few months.
And in case you guys are interested, we're also hosting a retreat February 12th to the 17th, all about slow living. It's an introduction to the way we see life, the way we connect with nature, herbalism, yoga, meditation, vegan food, beautiful, eco-responsible hotel. It's a combination of everything that makes us us. And we really, really want to pass that knowledge to you guys, everyone listening, and our loved ones too. So if you're interested, please check out our website, www.casa-earth.com, and let us know your thoughts.
Okay, let's get started with today's show. In one sentence, how would you describe slow living?
Wow. Okay. I'll try to keep it short, maybe a small paragraph for you guys to understand. But for us, at least for me, going slow means choosing to go at your own rhythm, understanding the importance of listening to your spirit and creating a mind-body-soul connection. It means giving yourself space to be present, to sip your morning coffee or cacao very consciously instead of chugging it and rushing to work, to take a few minutes of your day to breathe deeply, to connect with your hands, to create, to connect with that creativity that we all have hidden in us. Sometimes it's very numb, so we need to shake it and awake it, to go deep, to feel, to connect with our emotions. Today's society, I think, guides us and teaches us to numb our emotions in order to pretend to be strong. And I think there's a lot of energy and strength to be found in vulnerability. And slow living is all about that, understanding the balance of the feminine and the masculine energies in you and all of us. And to connect with nature, to know what it is to dig your hands in soil, to make your own food. In other words, going slow is honestly an act of rebellion in today's fast-paced society.
The Nap Ministry is one of my favorite accounts on Instagram, and it reminds us that taking naps is a way of resisting this pressure that society and capitalism and corporations inflict on us. So just to add a little bit to your definition, which was perfect, or pretty much where we are in this stage of constant evolution, because I think, you know, going slow allows you to take things at a different velocity and determine your own rhythm. One where this holistic balance between your emotions, your thoughts, your purpose, and also your bodies, you know, it's very important to give time to honor your bodies, is all best achieved when you really bajarle cinco. How do you say
it? You lower the intensity. I always tell that to Santiago, bajarle cinco, or to whenever we're rushing in life. And it means to lower the intensity of our actions or our mindset.
And vibration too.
Yeah.
It's just a way of like, boof, okay, I'm going to tone it down for a second and see how to approach this thing with a more conscious and mindful way of embracing it.
And again, neither of us used to live slowly years ago. I think we started educating ourselves on what it really meant to tone it down a little when it came to our lifestyles. And also because life shows us, I mean, whatever you believe in, whether it's God, the universe, nature, for us, it's a combination of everything. They shake you whenever you need to be awakened. And I think that's what happened to us. I used to be a private banker. I had a very fast lifestyle. I didn't have moments for myself. And of course, that led to depression. And after I did this whole transition into from leaving private banking to becoming a conscious content creator, I didn't find that tranquility there either, because I was creating so much content for my platforms and also working with sponsors that it got to become very overwhelming. My schedule wasn't balanced. Like Santiago was mentioning, that balance that we need in life, I couldn't find it. I was working very stressful hours from the moment I woke up until the moment I closed my eyes at 4 in the morning. I wasn't resting enough. And I do believe that our bodies are very wise, and they give us alerts whenever something is not working for you, especially when it comes to our immune system and our nervous systems. Anxiety and stress overwhelm these systems in our body, and they become our form of poison itself. It's suicide, honestly, if you think about it. And for me, those alerts started again as a conscious content creator 3 years ago. And that's when Santiago and I started digging deeper, going deeper, and trying to find the source of our aches, our spiritual aches and physical aches. And that led us to make this entire lifestyle transformation where we prioritize our well-being, whether it's mental health and spiritual health or even physical health, over rushing in life and trying to climb the ladder and make more money and grow and buy all the luxuries that marketing sells us. We chose instead to focus on growing spiritually and grounding and connecting with nature. So I think nature has been a key player in our growth and in our transformation. It's been our medicine and our guide.
And reminding ourselves that we are nature too. And just how you tend to a plant or a tree or your garden or your veggies, you will know that it's all a balance, a formula where sun, soil, and water, fertilizers too, love and attention, you know, whatever you need to give your plant is all a matter of find ratios and understanding exactly what are the needs of that particular object, that particular situation, that particular being, and recognize yourself as one of them too. You know, you don't have to be rich to live slowly. There's this misconception that, oh, only people who, you know, are blessed or privileged can take it down a notch. Money, of course, allows you to do more things that you want rather than things that you have to do in order to make that money. So the more you have will give you flexibility when it comes to your schedules. But there are so many times throughout the day, and we have to create those spaces too in order for us to meditate, to create, to go to the nearest park or climb the nearest mountain or go to the closest beach and just connect with nature. I think all of us or most of us have some sort of connection with nature in our nearby surroundings. And if not, let's buy plants and let's plant our own seeds and create our own home garden. All you need is a windowsill for sunlight to enter and let this grow. And you will notice that your connection deepens to nature. And eventually you will want to explore that connection even further. So instead of just trying to repeat your day after day. I don't know if you've ever had that feeling where you just wake up, brush your teeth, take your coffee, you know, head out, go to work, come back, turn on your favorite series, go to bed. And that becomes a very toxic routine. So it's more of a matter of creating intention and having purpose in each of your actions, taking into consideration your needs, your situation, your opportunities, but always ritualizing life.
And these rituals, like Santiago was saying, can apply to any schedule. A question that I always get from my sister, who she's a mom, and she has a very busy schedule between her home and work and the baby. And she always makes fun of the fact that she can't live slowly. But I keep reminding her that it's not about your entire day. It's not about just, I don't know, laying on a hammock and forgetting about life and just staying there meditating or breathing or looking at the sun. It's more about making small spaces of time in your schedule to connect with the things that ground you. Whether it's, again, your cacao drink in the morning, the way you make it. I'm talking about cacao because I became a big fan of cacao. Cacao is all about heart expansion. And I stopped drinking coffee a while ago. So that's a big for me. And I switched to cacao. So then again, I'm ritualizing that morning drink. It's not anymore about having coffee to wake up, but it's about having a cup of cacao to open my heart and start the day with that intention. Create an altar in your home. You've seen ours in our social media. Every morning we take around, I think it's 10 minutes over morning from the cacao ritual to walking around the home with a natural incense or copal, sustainably sourced copal, or our own homemade smudge sticks with herbs from our garden. So little things like that that help you set your intention for the entire day. If you start with that energy, everything else is going to change and it's going to help you be more focused, more grounded and connected with the cosmic energy around you. And also during your day, try to create the time 5 minutes between your busy schedule to check on yourself, to talk to yourself, to ask yourself how you're feeling, what you can change, what feels good. Try to go deep into your emotions and start embracing those emotions, whether they're very positive and beautiful or if they're a bit tough and dark. Remember that we're beings of both light and darkness, and embracing those two energies is what helps us walk towards the best version of ourselves possible. And I think that is what slow living is about, understanding that there's more out there to what we see on TVs and on social media or marketing campaigns or what society tries to sell us 24/7. There is more depth to our lives.
I'm looking at my notes and one of the main highlights says, allow yourself to feel instead of numbing your emotions. That's something that as a man takes a lot of internal investigation and analysis. But if we don't connect, not just as men, but as people, with our feelings, we'll repress them and eventually we will explode. And if I've learned anything from this experience in our little town in Mexico, is that men are very fraternal here, and there's always an opportunity to express yourself, at least in our close group of friends, without feeling judged or without being considered fragile or weak or whatever, but understanding that we must connect with our feminine side to be able to give life to ideas, to projects. And what we truly need is to allow ourselves to give us that space and time to break down so that eventually we can break through.
Completely. I think that's something that we've both been going through a lot, connecting with our emotions. And that is going to be the focus of our next episodes. We're going to talk about mental health, depression, and how we've been able to embrace, again, those two sides that we have in us, those energies, darkness, light, feminine, masculine, yin, yang, to be able to find balance and feel comfortable in our own skins. But before we finish today's episode, there's one more tip that we would love to give you, and it has to do with creating a home that mimics the rhythm of your heart. And again, by home, it can be a home of any type and size. I'm not talking about a big home or a small apartment, anything, wherever you live. Try to create a sanctuary that reminds you how beautiful life is, whether it's by adding decor that resonates with your values and or your memories, any childhood memories that make you come alive and make you smile. Whether you want to add plants, that's something that I always tell people to do, because again, they not only make us smile, but they also cleanse the oxygen, the environment, the energy in our homes. And that by having nature around us, we immediately start connecting with this powerful force. So try to make a home that whenever you wake up or whenever you come to it late after work, you feel hugged. You feel like someone or something is embracing your spirit. And if you add an altar to it, like I mentioned a few minutes ago, that also makes you feel like your home is magical. It adds something special, a very deep and profound and beautiful essence to it. So make it your canvas and use it as your opportunity to dream, to connect, and to go deeper.
My final thoughts, my two cents to close this episode. One, spend less time on screens. I know that you're probably listening to this on one of your screens, your many screens, but remember that these are not natural appendixes that have to come with us everywhere and that need to be with us in our hands all the time. Create moments without your phone, whether it is, you know, 40 minutes on your yoga mat or walking your dog without checking your notifications. Just be more present with yourself, as your body being your vehicle, your mind being your map, and your soul being your fuel. And finally, connect with nature, because we are part of nature. We are a series of symbiotic organisms that are in turn connected to something bigger than us. So let's honor ourselves as organisms and forget the idea that we are machines.
I think those are two very, very important words that we would like for you to remind yourself every single day. Honor and ritualize life. That's what low living is all about. Thank you so much for listening. We can't wait to share more with you and our third episode.
See you soon.
Bye.